Today we are speaking with Ava about College Help. And Ava's project, College Help, focuses on helping high school juniors navigate key aspects of the college process, including helping them evaluate what they want to go to college for and narrowing down programs and colleges that meet their needs. Welcome, Ava. Can you talk about your inspiration for working on this project?
So on this slide is a photo of my friend Julia. She is a junior in high school and she loves cheer. She's really into math, and she's been really interested in wanting to go to college for finance. She's also interested in going to a smaller college and one that is close to home. However, she hasn't started looking at colleges yet and doesn't know where to start. She feels really stuck. She knows where she should be looking. But doesn't know like where and doesn't know where to start, and feel like she isn't getting the help that she needs.
Can you tell us about how you discovered this problem and how you decided to focus on helping people like Julia with this project?
Yeah, so a lot of my friends are juniors, and I've been hearing them talk a lot about college. And a lot of them were complaining about how it's really stressful for them and they weren't getting the help that they wanted, and felt like they just didn't know how to do anything.
So I appreciate you wanting to go in and try to help them out. Can you talk about some of the impact that this problem has for people in your market?
Yeah, so it's a really big problem because it's a really big milestone coming up in their lives, and they need to be able to look at the colleges that they want so they can decide soon.
Yeah, it's coming up. Can you talk about your solution?
So my solution is called College Help. It's for rising juniors who are stuck or need help with looking at colleges. College Help is a helpful service that can take rising seniors through a process to help ease the stress of looking at colleges. Unlike teachers or staff at schools just telling them what they can do, College Help is more helpful because it goes to a more personal level, like asking questions about what they want to do and why.
Can you talk about how you began your experimentation process?
Yeah, so my friend Chase, who is in the photo, is my first beta tester and the person I experimented the most with. So the first experiment was I interviewed him about what he wanted in a college, what he wants to go for, and why, to see kind of what colleges we could look at, and where we could start. And so the first outcome of that was he was able to narrow down schools that he could visit and look at online. And I learned that interviewing my beta testers first before helping them was a lot easier, instead of just diving right into it, because it helped them kind of figure out in their own heads what they wanted. And the impact was it let me know what worked and didn't work so I could better improve for the next people. And my
Wonderful.
second experiment was I let him go out and kind of do what I did with him to a lot of his friends so I could help people more.
And that led you to working with another beta tester. Can you talk about your work with the next beta tester?
Yeah, so my next beta tester was Julia, and I was trying to see if I could interview her and then kind of just like let her go off on her own to look at the colleges. So I interviewed her, asked her the same questions I asked Chase, like what she wanted in a college, what she wanted to do, and like why. And then I wanted to see if I let her like go out on her own, if that would be better than just us sitting around and looking at colleges together. And so the outcome was that she found it a little hard to look at the colleges alone, but it was a little helpful that she was able to go off on her own about it. And I learned that it's helpful to kind of let them go off on their own for a little bit, but fully like letting them on their own is like a lot. It's a lot of like stress that comes along with it because they don't have that extra help when looking at it together. And it kind of let me know how much I could like leave them on their own for.
Can you talk about a key decision in your project?
So I was at a point with my old market where I felt I was just really stuck and I didn't feel like it was benefiting me or the other people as much as I thought it would. So I made it a decision to switch my market to helping juniors with college.
What was your favorite part of working on your project?
My favorite part was the ability to like meet and talk to new people that I never would have thought to go up and talk to before.
And what did you learn from this process that will benefit you in the future?
The process taught me to be more outgoing, and with the rejection therapy that we did in the beginning, taught me that being rejected in public like isn't as scary as like everyone think it is. It's like kind of just like, okay, like someone said no, like you can move on.
And what's the top advice you'd give yourself if you're going to start the process over?
Definitely don't stress. It seems like a lot and it moves really fast, but if you're stuck, like your advisors are there to help you, like they're not that scary, ask them for help.
And what was it like going through this process in a cohort with other teens?
It was comforting knowing that I had a lot of other people my age going through the same process that I was. So it kind of took a lot of burden off me, like stress-wise.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Ava, for joining us today and sharing about your project and about your entrepreneurial journey. And congratulations on graduating from the Social Innovators Program.
Thank you.